Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. First, in the silence, let us thank God for himself, for Jesus, who gives us life, life at its fullest now and for eternity. Let us thank him that through Jesus and by the power of his Spirit, we can call God Father, Abba, Father. Let us thank him for Joan. We remember before him her life, her faith, her prayerfulness. Her loving care, her cheerful service. Her character molded by God. Heavenly Father, you made us in your image to reflect your truth and light and love. We thank you for Joan, for the grace and mercy she received from you. For all that you gave to her and that we saw in her of our Lord Jesus. And for the memories that we treasure today. Continue to give us grateful hearts and encourage us by her example. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Let us thank God that Joan heard that call. And pray for ourselves that we may see as the Lord directed us the harvest. The harvest ready to be gathered in this country and throughout the world. Let us thank God for the work continuing in Uganda, at Mengo Hospital, teaching Jesus, revealing him in the care of patients. Let us thank him for all those who are called both to missionary service abroad and to be missionaries in our own country, to preach the gospel, to build the church. to bring the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. And pray that we and others may hear God's call, whatever that may mean for us, to hear what he's calling us to do and to be. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of service. Service of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only ruler of princes. We thank you that your kingdom will come as you promised. And we trust through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Lord, today we do mourn. We mourn that death takes people away. We mourn that sin spoils your world and our lives. But we thank you that we have good news, that you've defeated sin on the cross in the loving sacrifice of our Saviour. We thank you that he is risen from the dead, triumphant over death and sin. We thank you that in him we are comforted. Let us join in the Lord's Prayer in the old version. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.